Most people don't fail the New Year's resolutions in February. They fail them quietly in their own head in Jan. They stop trusting themselves. They look at the goals they wrote and think, who was I kidding? If that's you, this episode is for you. Because this year isn't about trying harder. It's about telling yourself the truth. Seated. Welcome back to a brand new episode. 2026, baby. Brand new episode of Seated Level Tataram Baby. This theme for 2026 is breakthrough.
Yeah.
We planned this pretty much most of the
off time.
And we're really excited, right? Yeah. Like, this came through because Lebo and I said, you know, we've been actually working so hard for so many years.
Yeah.
And we're at the point where we feel like we are scaling our businesses, we are trying new things, integrating AI. You're going to hear AI from me pretty much the whole year this year. And we're also very spiritual, right? So we believe in breakthroughs and testimonies. So we believe that this is going to be the year that changes our life, like, for our entirety.
Yeah.
It's a breakthrough season. And we've kind of broken it up into
quarters.
Four quarters. So before we get into the how we use and everything, I want to just explain the four quarters that we have. So quarter one is called awareness, because nothing changes until you see what you've been avoiding, of course, right? And the other quarters, for some reason, I cannot find them in my notes.
It's okay. It's part of this. It's part of this being aware of that you're underprepared.
Yeah, I think, wait, let me check something. But anyway.
But I'll tell you them. Oh, yeah, I know sure. them. Yeah, so we're going to go through awareness.
Yeah.
We're going to go through discipline.
Yeah.
We're going to go through, obviously, finally overcoming in the last quarter. Yeah. And I forgot Q3. That's the only one I really forgot. Because I know it's awareness, discipline, and there's another one. What's the last one? I'm forgetting. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is that right now we're going to be seated in our awareness quarter.
Yeah.
And Tato's prepared, or actually curated, because we're going to
use...
Today's conversation, man.
Yeah. So this came... So you know, I've changed pretty much a lot of my life this year. I am so heavy into New Year's resolutions, and yeah. I never thought I'd ever be this person. And the purpose of this episode is to basically jumpstart you guys' New Year's resolutions and to guide you guys on how to do them better, more effectively, so they actually are long-lasting.
Yeah.
Because only 9% of New Year's resolutions actually survive the year.
Yeah.
So I want all of us, you know, seaters, you know, the
disciples
to be a part of that 9%.
Yeah.
And before we even do that, guys, let's jump into the comment section. Let's all write, and I saw this from an amazing podcaster, let's all write down New Year's resolutions that have had a positive return on an investment for us, right?
Yeah.
So for example, there was a season where I started using AI. I said, you know, after this Ghana trip, I must integrate AI into the rest of my year. And there was like a planted resolution into my year. And the returns on that were insane, right? For some people, it might be sugar, like cutting out sugar. Some people might be walking. So let us know what your guys' New Year's resolutions are. And then from there, I want us to like the best ones and like the ones that people have actually done and applied and they've seen like great results in. So we can have this storage of New Year's resolutions that we can apply. We can apply into the year. Because I feel like goal setting isn't just for the 1st of Jan.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this, obviously on Monday with the audio, and you want to partake in the exercise, we do have a community going on our Instagram right now, the Disciples Seated. And that's basically where we just send all our announcements.
Yeah.
We send out how we use for the audio side of, because we can hear you guys, you know what I mean? Yeah, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so the first quarter is awareness, right?
You know this quarter, you are sure?
I know this quarter. The second quarter is discomfort. So this is all about facing the truth, right?
Oh yeah.
So the third one is clarity.
Yeah.
So like basically, who am I becoming?
Yeah.
I'm becoming clear on that. And the fourth one is alignment. And this is living the new version, right? And that's how we are going to ensure that we become the most successful versions of ourselves this year. Lib and I work closely together on the podcast, on Asmajita, pretty much podcasts. Everything that makes money.
Yeah.
Influencer marketing agency, which we have launched.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, we've got this amazing youth culture accelerator. So if you're a corporate and you're trying to improve your social media, you're trying to integrate influencers, we are your guys. We literally are experts at that. We can help your business become the most youth-centered or most youth-leading, person in your industry.
Yeah.
Something we've planned and is really beautiful. It's a 90-day execution plan. We've been doing it for free for some high-level brands. We've got really amazing case studies. So if you're interested, please let us know. Awesome. Yeah, man. So now...
Compliments! Complimented!
I feel like I've done all the...
All the admin. All the class announcements are finished. The class is starting, guys. Welcome back to Seated with 2026. And of course, why not start it off with our favorite question being... How are you? So let's see how our disciples are doing on the social. So right now, we've got people saying that I just passed the matric. Yo! Wow! Congratulations to the matric.
That's good.
What do we call them?
Like matriculants.
Matriculants,
I think our pass rate was above 80%.
Yeah, which is good.
Fact checker.
Yeah. I saw one. So I believe KZN, right, got the highest pass rate in the country. So we must stop this statement of saying you think we're from KZN when we're saying to people, because you guys are killing it, man. And it's a great time for... us as South Africans to celebrate the youth.
Yeah.
You know, as you said, working at IMA, we believe in the youth so heavily. So when we see things like that, it's amazing. But let's see what else people are feeling. People ask right now, it's a question for the new year. They say, how do I handle having the personality type of an advocate? So I'm always advocating for the opposite side of the conversation. I always feel overwhelmed. Can you guys tell me if I should let it go, move away from it?
You need to.
I don't know. I like that one, bro. You question everything.
You're going to lose friends. Listen, the most important thing to do in life is to listen. When you're in a business meeting, listen. Sales call, listen. When you're with friends, listen.
Yeah.
People want to feel heard.
Yeah.
So if you're always opposing people's emotions and feelings, trust me, you're going to be moved from the room so much. It's good to have an opinion, but
I say be the advocate, but internally. But every single time.
I don't know, Lorraine said,
Perisha, I'm in matric, but I'm not excited at all. Maybe because next year I'm adulting. Any tips?
Day by day.
Just exist.
Day by day.
Just exist.
We'll try to put up a card here. I think we've spoken about tips on life and stuff like that. But day by day, man.
Let me do one more because we've got a couple of New Year's resolutions. We've got some people saying, I want to travel abroad. I want to save money and I want to learn more skills. So we're going to tackle, obviously, that in the conversation. But Tato's anchoring this one, so I'm super excited.
Just to the new listeners, I wanted to explain the how are you section. So how it works is that we read how you guys are feeling. If you're part of our community, even better, you guys get priority. And then, of course, we then dive into it and we speak about our body, our minds, relationships, and how we feel spiritually. And for me, this year started with a weird feeling, not excitement, but I realized that I've always wanted more in my entire life, right? And I have definitely, I want more for my business. I want more for my spirituality. I want more for my relationship. I want more for myself and my health. But it kind of ends there.
Yeah.
You know? It ends there with me yearning for more. So I've been feeling okay, cool. It's time for me to take action.
Yeah.
I'm in that season where I have to understand that everything I do is directly proportional to my efforts.
Yeah.
Proportionate to my efforts. So I'm in that season where I'm like, you know what? I want, but I can't say I want more than 3 times now. And if I keep saying I want, I haven't done anything about it, I obviously don't want it. I need to focus on things that I do want. Yeah. So that's how I'm feeling, bro. I don't even have a long how are you. That's me. I'm really excited for the conversation.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I think, as the year comes to a close, as it did of 2025, the number one question that everybody has on their minds is, what will I be and what type of person will I be next year?
Yeah.
What type of goals I'm going to have? And I was privileged enough that I had a vacation. You know what I mean? I was away, a vacation. I was sipping cocktails.
You went public with your relationship, no?
I guess semi. I guess you could say semi. Not as public as you, I think.
I don't think anybody's as public as me.
No, I don't think. I don't even think I know Ramaphosa's wife the way I know. Yeah. Who's Ramaphosa dating? I mean, married to?
Definitely his wife.
You don't know her name, ne?
I know she's a bit older.
How many South Africans can name your girlfriend? I'm just saying.
No, true, true.
But yeah, sorry. Jokes aside, and I was on a vacation again. One of the biggest blessings. Now I realize why people go on vacations when they have just enough money. Because what a way to recharge myself, to center, to slow down. The moment I literally got back to Joburg, all the issues started flowing up. People are running to get their suitcases. People are running to get onto the bus, right off the plane. People are jumping up to just get into the queue in the middle of the aisle.
I remember you told me that on the trip, you said you were doing everything slow.
Super slow.
You stand up slowly.
Wake up slow.
Answer the phone slow.
Shower slow. Have you ever switched on the shower? I guess not your bill. You switch on the shower, you let the shower even steam
up the room.
Steam up the room, and then you everything slow.
Slowly.
Even when you brush your teeth, you put
slowly. I'm gonna try that. Because I'm going on holiday for the first time next week. I worked in December and I also like prioritize family.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my husa next week.
But yeah, so that vacation allowed me to just get away from everything, get away from the noise, and hear what are my pain issues. Like what am I?
Yeah.
What's dragging me away from being the man I want to be? I don't know if you guys can notice, I've taken off my earrings this year. Next year, I'm doing a chiscop for Seated because we're only getting more and more serious. Yeah. But that's my how are you. I don't want to go too deep into mind, body.
We're going to go deeper as time goes.
As thing goes, yeah.
We are shooting an episode soon with an amazing influencer, Lee Mag. So she'll be our next guest.
Yeah.
So I think they will probably know how we feel a bit better.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the point of the podcast, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
So to remind you guys, if you guys are unsure about what we're talking about today, we're trying to give you guys the tips and the tricks to action out your goals in a way that makes sense. And we're going to review the way we've actioned out goals in the past and how they haven't worked. But like we said, our theme is breakthrough. Our first quarter theme is awareness. I want to kind of describe awareness a bit, right? So awareness is the moment you realize, I am not where I want to be. And I know why. Psychology calls this self-regulation. You cannot change what you don't observe, but most people don't avoid change. They avoid seeing themselves.
Yeah.
Right. So my question to you is, why do you think people give up so fast in every single January?
Yeah. So I think the best metaphor for life is gym. Like it's gym.
Yeah.
Gym is like, it's an activity that someone will write themselves into. They'll say, okay, cool. From Monday, I'm going to go gym next week, I'm going to gym 3 times a week for the whole year.
Yeah.
Not knowing that your capacity only allows you once. Yeah. So I think the first part about awareness is being realistic, right? Mm. It's understanding what you're capable of and what you're literally not capable of. We have, the thing I've seen and the thing I really try to stay away from is this hustle culture that you need to be awake from 4 a.m. to 4 a.m. That you just need to fill up your schedule.
All day.
You need to fill up your schedule from that point all the way because you will burn out, you crash. You need to have moments of rest. Your resolutions must have rest points.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you forget the mission. You forget why you're doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
You must understand, in December, I think capitalism is... Obviously, it's at its peak, but it allows us also to get away from work, get away from, be with family and stuff. And we notice things. You want to have a better car. You want to have a better life. You want to have this, that. And you make these lists of, for example, I made a New Year's resolution saying that, what is it called? I want to buy a car this year, right? Again, in my field of observation, that resolution wasn't made in my financial planning. It was just made of my heart. But I looked back and I said, okay, financially, let's look at it. Can you do it? Yes, you can. So how long will it take? What? So also in planning, I feel like it's very important. But what about you? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean...
Why do you think people fail?
To begin on the culture. So I think the culture of it makes so much sense, right? Like the whole year, everybody is sprinting. I mean, I look at my team, like Tabang and Bali, Dima, Soso, Ruby, Kenny, like the whole year, everyone's working. Like Monday, let's go in, stand up, let's rock. Okay, I've got deliverables. Get home, I'm tired. Let me eat, feed my family, then do it again.
Yeah.
Then weekend, you get to like then socialize, right? You get to chill with your friends, family, romantic partners a little bit more. It's a bit more intentional. Now, when December comes into play, 9 times out of 10, you're either taking leave or your company is closing. Mm. Now, when you're in that season, you get to take a bit of a deep breath and you get to like, live a different life. Now you wake up in the morning and then you are choosing yourself. Mm. You get to choose your health,
yoga all of a sudden.
You know what I'm saying? You get to chill with your friends, your family. You have moments of silence even. Mm. And in those moments of silence, you're then able to reflect. Mm. So the culture for me, I think it stems from there. And then the issue now is that when we reflect, we create these goals based off our wants, which I think is beautiful. I'll never talk down or negative of somebody. I never talk down or negatively based off of somebody's like goals, right? Yeah. But our issue is that we don't do it from a capacity level.
Yeah.
I feel like if we are going to be looking at, what was the question? Why people give up
why
so fast?
Get it wrong.
If we look at why people give up so fast, it's because they don't look at their plates and remove the bad and add the good.
Yeah.
They have their plate and they just add. Yeah. So it's like for you to want to start walking 10,000 steps every day, you have to remove Netflix for 2 hours every day.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to look at what's possible. Capacity, yeah. It's a capacity thing. So what was possible the entire 2025? Yeah. And if you want to add gym, if you want to add a new business, what are you removing from your plates to action that out?
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why people like do so horribly, bro.
Can I say something? Like,
yeah.
That is why I hate, like, ugh. Like, as I grow older, I hate the statement, like, new year, new me.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, really? Like, every year we're getting a new version of you. Not a better version, just a new version. Yeah. So it's the same bad battery, with, but it looks like a Porsche now. Last year you were an i20, it's new year, new me. But you still have an engine of an i20. Bro, like, learn to understand that, like, just because the year's over, it doesn't mean that you didn't grow, you didn't earn. Yeah. You didn't get a return on your previous resolutions.
True.
I look at it as like a... I look at myself, like, my whole life as, like, you know when you're, like, downloading something?
Yeah.
Then it tells you, like, 10%, 15%, what.
Yeah.
I always want to get to the next percentage of my life as a better quality male. Whether it's be more skilled, more educated, or more emotionally ready for bad times.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, sorry. I'm just saying that because it's, like, you going into your new year and making new year resolutions, it's so important for you to understand where you're coming from, what you've already like fixed up, so you can also polish what you've started. Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't take a year to have that new year's resolution come out. Maybe sometimes it takes two.
Yeah, or five.
So you've given up, you've do a new year's resolution, I'm going to gym this year. 31st December comes, you didn't go 6 months, you say, I give up. No. Yeah.
So on that, two things, right? So I want to touch on the fact that, and I'll give you the second thing to answer, but I think people also aren't doing New Year's resolutions based off what they want. We are heavily influenced by social media, right? Mm-hmm. So I will see Chris Montana buy a new dog and now I want a dog.
Yeah.
And when the dog comes, I realize I hate walking.
Yeah.
I hate feeding something. I hate picking up dog poo.
Yeah.
I hate the fact that the dog bites everything. I hate teaching like the dog how to not do what I don't like. And you realize that you don't want what Grace did. You just saw something and it was so sensualized and so like it was made to become so sexy and so attractive that you actually don't want that thing. You're just being a victim of sales.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I have a question for you. The second thing, what are you speaking about? It's actually such a nice thing. You man, I lost it.
What I was saying now?
Yeah.
Yo, I've also lost it now. So I had a question for you though.
Question, but it's fine. I have more questions here. What goal for you once had sounded good, but wasn't really for you? For example, I just made the example now for the dog thing. It doesn't have to be a New Year's resolution. It can just be a goal.
So I like to say, and I think all of us like to say this rubbish statement of, I'm going to work harder. I like to say this thing of like, I had a New Year's resolution once where I said, next year I'm going to work harder. Working hard is not equivalent to outcome.
Yeah.
Working efficiently, effectively is equivalent to outcome.
Yes.
So my dad this previous December really taught me something very, very, very powerful, because I was so centered in money, right? My emotional capacity is very centered in money, right?
Yeah.
And I've realized now that my new currency for this year is actually time.
Okay, wow.
You feel me? So it's no longer how much money I make, or it's like, what are you investing in? Because you're going to make money. Irrelevant, you're going to work hard, not work hard, you're going to make money. But it's about where you effectively trying to work your best.
Yeah.
Tato sent me a video recently that's another fault of mine.
Who was it by?
It's by this guy that you loved this year. Alex, what's his name?
Alex Amozi.
Yeah, he was basically saying such a very like profound thing. Another thing that I've really messed up with is putting too much on my plate. I'm going to start a sunglass line. I'm going to start it. I'm going to be the best influencer in South Africa. I'm going to be the best consultant in South Africa. I'm going to be the thing. And each of these things are getting like a quarter of my attention, which is what Alex was saying, right?
Yeah.
And so I just want to go back to what you said with the Grace thing, because it's so powerful, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the times we're on social media and we're seeing, we're trying to make our New Year's resolutions, and we're seeing the people's people's goals come to life. Yeah. But we don't know the shit. Sorry, my language. We don't know the shit that happened in between to get that reward. And that's the part we're not craving.
And that's the part that's also not being posted.
Yeah.
But now it's obviously growing, but that's the stuff that hasn't been posted these past few years.
Yeah, bro. You see Grace, because we use Grace as an example. Bless up Grace. Sorry, we're using you just as...
You just happen to be the OG.
Yeah, yeah. So you see... Let me use another person.
Face of influence and marketing.
You see Poor Pops, for example, doing an advert with Uber.
Yeah.
But you don't know Poor Pops was living like a... Like what?
Who knows what?
Who knows what? Fighting with who?
Who knows who?
And fights... You don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the part that like hustle... And this is why I hate hustle culture.
Yeah.
And that's why this topic is so close to my heart. Because obviously, as an entrepreneur, we're all hustlers. As someone who wants to graduate, you're a hustler. As someone who wants to have a better relationship, you're a hustler.
Yeah.
We love to idolize end results of people. The end results of people. You see someone post happy anniversary. You idolize the end of result.
Yeah.
You're not idolizing the struggle. You're not idolizing the stress. You're not idolizing what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah. And you know, because obviously this episode is all about being aware of like why our goals don't happen. And episode 2 is all about being aware of like our dopamine.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm seeing that it's so linked, which is why I think episode 1, episode 2 exist. I'm seeing that it's so linked because what you're saying is so powerful. We idolize the end result.
Yes.
And the way dopamine works, I think you explained this to me, Nicole, is that you have
action,
and then you have results. Then there's lines in between action and result, right? And when you do certain actions like gymming, you can take this action button, you're pressing it 3 times a week, you know, while you're pressing the eating healthy, while you're pressing the walking and running, and that line to result can be a year.
Yeah.
Right?
This is painful, but it's the reality.
It's painful, yeah. But at the same time, when you press the action button and you're stressed and you smoke a cigarette, that release of, that stress release, that distance is almost like...
Instant.
It's almost, it's almost not there.
EFT.
Yeah. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, immediate payment.
Immediate pay shop.
Do you get what I'm saying? So we'll touch into episode 2, but we're going to speak about like why that exists and why we even crave cigarettes and why we crave alcohol, why we crave these things. But that's episode 2. But I'm just saying that makes so much sense why people's goals don't work out, because you're putting in the action in Jan. You've planned the whole of December. You're doing it now in Jan, and you're not seeing results, but the results are literally like you're building the character. I mean, I did a post on my other Instagram page called Growth Malome, because I sell, you know, frameworks that really help people create content and elevate the way that they create content. Like I make you brand ready, I help you build systems. I mean, James Clear says that you do not rise to your goals, but you fall to your systems, right? So we've literally made sure that is within our digital products. So we've got these frameworks on how to create a really good hook, create a really good idea, how to storytell, how to like make your content look good. If you follow that digital product, you've got 30 days worth of content, right? And it helps you a lot, especially if you're in the podcasting space, but it can be applied to any influencer.
Yeah.
I mean, people that buy that book, we've now involved them inside a community and they post their content there and we say, you know, improve the hook, improve that. People are posting their wins and saying, you know what, dude, I got the brand deal, or I got the first 1,000 views. And we're seeing that it's all based off of systems.
Yeah.
And we all know that like the action won't give us the result now. But if we take action and like, you know, get the digital products, get the, you know, follow the page or do all these things, we can get the result with time.
Yeah. I wanna go into something because it ties heavily with the topic of awareness, right? Have you ever seen that meme of that old guy? It's not a meme, it's like a photo, it's like a cartoon pic that's been used for like years of a guy that's mining. And then there's like a gold on the other side, but he turns away in the last second. It's like a hole.
Yeah,
a hole, and then he turns away.
It's like just before your breakthrough.
Yeah. So that photo, even though it's such like a popular and like known photo or whatever, it spoke to me so much about life. Because in life, you could say to yourself, you know what, Lebo, you see this ground. We don't know where there's gold in this ground. And that's life.
Yeah.
We don't know where.
We don't know where the gold
we
is.
We don't know where the how. And keep in mind, we've seen people wear gold earrings, gold necklaces in the community. So we know there is gold in the ground, but you don't know where.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be in a season of digging. You're going to be in a season of looking for your gold.
Yeah.
What's so important in that season is not to focus on the dig, but it's also to focus on like the fact that there is gold. We lose sight of the fact that your dreams are capable. They are possible.
100%.
We are, especially South Africans, every time you go to Chile, South Africans, you hear maybe four business ideas or maybe five, but no one executions. No one is actioning out these ideas. And
no one executes.
No one executes. What is that the right word?
You said no one executions.
No one executes, sorry. No one executes, bro. And
so real, 100%.
And I'll take it even simpler.
Yeah.
South Africans struggle to go on group vacation. Group vacation, to get the group to go on a vacation. That's how hard it is to action out in SA. Because we're people of dreamers, we're people of talk, we're people of conversation.
You know what the issue is, man? The issue is that like a lot of us actually don't trust ourselves anymore.
Yeah.
Because we have lied to ourselves so much.
Don't know the gold is gone.
Yeah, we've set up so many goals, we've set up so many dreams, and then we disappoint ourselves that we actually fall in love with the phase of planning, right? Yeah. Because that's the phase that that's the only phase that we get to live in.
It's a comfort phase. Such a comfort phase. Yeah.
I mean, I see it with myself. Whenever I have a new idea, I go crazy. Like my dopamine spikes. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to work out. Yeah. Like new idea. Like what? We're going to sell toothpicks. Yeah. Our toothpicks are going to curve like this. Like you go crazy.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, cool. So I have to go get the supply for the toothpicks and then come up with the packaging.
And come up with the brand and all
then,
that stuff.
And then get 10 customers. Like get some funding. Then I'm like, yo, okay, cool. This is looking a bit more difficult than it was. Like it was nice to dream.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to dream to have the toothpick company, but now to actually have the toothpick company, I'm like, this is like a lot of work. And then because I've lied to myself so much, I don't even trust myself to get it done.
Yeah.
You lose sight
of the gold.
Yeah. And then that reduces your faith in self. I mean, it's so important to have faith in God, but faith in self, have to trust yourself.
Faith in self is a lifelong skill. I don't know why. There's some people... like for example, my girlfriend that I've met that have just like this complete, like I know everything's going to be fine. Yeah. And I've always struggled with that.
It's because she has you.
Yeah.
How can she not think it will be fine if she's sitting next to you every day?
She see me wake up at 5 a.m.
She's like, it's going to be great.
No, but on a real chat, I've met these individuals, your hunters, my girlfriend, for example, who have this I don't believe that like life is 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, and that's the most beautiful way I can describe what my friend obviously described to me is that we have this ideology that like life is like 10 years, 5 years, what? No, dude. All we have is today.
So real.
Is today.
It's right now.
It's right now. So
it's this time when I say these words.
Like
I should cherish this more than I cherish my future.
Now.
Yeah.
So if you say to yourself, I'm going to be an academic student this year in university.
Yeah.
You can't control what that semester test is going to be. You can't control what the content of the thing. All you can do is go through what happened today.
So real.
That's all you can do.
On that, man. I want us to do something that's a bit interactive for the entire audience. So if you guys are here, I think this is the moment where you can pull out like a piece of paper and a pen or even just your notes app and write these things down. So this is like the awareness reset, right?
Yeah.
So now, because we've spoken about, you know, where the goals come from and how to have a long-lasting goal, I want you, before you chase a new goal, to ask yourself this question. And you can answer out loud. You can write it down. Yeah. You can ask your friends these questions, but... Number one, what are you avoiding? So you can write down, what am I avoiding?
Yeah.
Right? Number two, what truth am I scared to admit? Right? Number three, what habit doesn't match who I say I want to be? Number four, what am I pretending isn't hurting me? I was watching this really amazing podcast, right? Understand, though, that your answers are the real breakthrough. I was watching this amazing podcast, and this guy said something so phenomenal, bro. He's like, dude... And it ties on to these questions where I got this awareness reset from, right? They were basically saying that, like, if you want to see what's wrong with your life, make your life into a movie in your mind, and then put the shit on a big screen in the cinema, everyone's sitting down in the seats, what's everybody screaming for you to like do? Mm. Like, Tato, dude, you should like, dude, like open a second studio. Like we can see it's working. Mm. Oh, dude, break up with that girl. Like you can see you're not happy. You know what I'm saying? And then what are they? What are they like happy? What makes them warm? It's like, yeah. Yo, Tato, we love your relationship with your girlfriend. Yeah. Tato, we love the fact that, you know, you work with so many young people. Like, what are people saying if your life was a movie?
On a, like a vulnerable level, what do you think people are saying to you in your movie?
In a negative perspective.
No, just, actually, it's whatever.
I think people are telling me to like relax because I'm doing it. Like, probably saying, dude, like you're doing it. Like you're in it. Like you're doing it. Like you're no, like, I don't think you understand how in it you are.
Yeah.
You know, in the thing that you're doing. And then two, they'd say, dude, just start making practical moves. Like, you know the small things you need to do. You know, like in a business, 20% of your actions lead to most of your income. Mm. And subconsciously, we all know what those actions are.
Yeah.
Like I've been knowing since I met them in Bali, sales. Like sales is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
There's no point in opening all these things if you don't have a sales team, if we can't do sales. Ask me how much sales I do.
Offering.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Offering. But obviously last year we were cleaning up and we've improved in sales. We've put the interns into sales courses. I've been doing sales courses at home myself. And I've been learning how to sell, how to come up with an offer, how to execute it. But that's what they'd be screaming. And they'd also be screaming, marry her.
Marry her.
They'd be screaming, marry her, damn it.
I don't think mine is screaming marry her. Maybe.
What are you screaming?
If I don't give up, bro. Don't give up. I feel like, yeah, don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up, yeah.
That's a nice one.
You know when you can see the characters a bit, he's drinking coffee in the morning, he's not smiling anymore.
He's like, hey, chief.
Come here. You know what I mean?
I've watched this movie before.
So
you win.
But I really feel like I'm moving into like my Creed training season.
Yeah.
You know, the neck muscle.
Yeah. We made a rule last year that we can't speak about things we haven't done unless it's been how long? 60 days.
Dude.
Anyway, I've made some lifestyle changes, right? And Lebo one time told me that when he does a specific thing, he embodies a specific character.
Yeah.
So I tried that for the first time at the gym.
It works, no?
I was an Afrikaans man. I was playing Afrikaans music.
You see?
And I was going, bro.
Majority of the time, I'm like, my character is training for the army. Like, I'm about to get deployed.
You have said.
So if I don't...
Do you mind if we go a little bit personal?
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
So I have a question for you. What are you done lying to yourself about?
How financially illiterate I am.
Like, using the word illiterate is insane.
How financially illiterate I am.
Yeah.
I have a lot of financial... I mean, I've been... this past 2 months, I've been reading nonstop about it.
Yeah.
Very proud of myself, all that stuff. But...
That's dope.
Yeah, how financially illiterate... I think I'm like... I think I also realized, like, I'm a sayer, not a doer. And I told you the story. I think I was... I took a trip to the coast with my friends in like when I was in my early 20s, right? One of the best trips I've ever done because we...
This was Shozi, no?
Shozi, Rob, Tandy. We literally took a drive from all the way from Joburg all the way to PE, I think. Yeah. So it was a long drive. Anyways, at the end of the thing, Rob asked Tandy, like, describe the men in this room.
Yeah.
Describe them. What a powerful statement, by the way. Describe the men. And she looked at Shozi, she's like, no, Shozi is a man of his word. She pointed at Shozi, Shozi is a man of his word. Lebo, you're kind and caring. Awa! Kind and caring. Shozi is a man of his word, Tato. Meaning, if Shozi says tomorrow it's going to rain, he's going to make it happen.
If Shozi says,
no, tomorrow I'm going to make sure pass rate is 100%.
Metric. He's going to ensure.
It's going to happen.
Implementation 100%.
What he says, he will do. And that's exactly my New Year's resolution that I also realized, beside being financially literate, is that I need to be a man of my word.
Yeah.
So if I say I'm going to do something, I need to do it. And that's why I'm sorry for everyone at home that's going to hear me like yapping about this. But calendar is such a scheduling, meeting up with my team,
stuff. And we appreciate it. It helps
frequent,
us.
Frequently, by
also,
the way.
We're also learning through you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, because now we're also implementing because we're seeing, okay, cool, this thing is important.
But it has been working for Asmajita low-key, hey? For like a week only.
Really well, yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't put your foot off the
That's the thing, yeah.
I mean, for me,
Yeah, what's your answer, by the way?
One thing I'm done lying to myself about. I keep lying to myself about two things.
Yeah.
I keep telling myself I'll be that guy when I get there. Like, when I get this thing. Like, I keep moving the goalpost. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'll be that guy, like, when I get the car. Like, I'll be that guy. Like, I'll be that guy, like, when I get that car. Like, when I get this house. Like, when my studio is doing this. But it's like, bro, for the past 2 years, you've been doing everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, aren't you that guy? And when I say that guy, I'm talking about belief in oneself, right?
And like the type of man you're trying to be. Sorry.
Yeah, because like if you don't believe in who you are, like how can you trust yourself to do more?
Yeah.
So I've been really, that's why like I've been preaching to my, like guys, every time an entrepreneur, a business person, family friend, whatever tells you, gives you a piece of advice, they're low-key projecting what they suck with.
Yeah.
So I would tell my team like, guys, you need to believe this thing is possible.
Because you don't believe.
No, not that I don't believe, but because like I know that I struggle with belief and I don't want them to struggle with the same thing.
Yeah.
And then I might not believe certain things in my life.
That's so real, like about the projection thing. Sorry.
Yeah, so I want to now sit in the confidence that I am who I think I am.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And I don't want to be that person from like a cocky perspective.
Yeah.
It's more of a self-aware, I know that I am capable perspective. Mm. I know that if I walk into the room and I share my opinion on a specific subject matter, I need to know that like when I speak, that I know the room is going to change people's perspectives.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? I want to believe in that so much and hyper-focus on improving that.
Yeah.
Cause bro, like you see people read books. I listen to podcasts, bro. Mm. Like I listen to like 3 hours of worth of content, which teaches you about wellness, finances, and life every single night or throughout the day.
Mm.
Like my drives are praise and worship. And that's equivalent to reading in this day and age.
Yeah, it is.
So I know so much about all these topics, which I want to share with you guys on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I need to believe. And I think everybody at home also needs to believe.
Maybe we should take time, bro, to just say it out loud. Like, you guys say it also right now. If you're listening in the car, if you're watching on YouTube in your room, if you...
Just scream, I believe.
Just say, I believe.
I believe. Sometimes it must come from the inside. I believe. Grab, I believe.
Grab someone, Ibile, and say, I believe.
Yeah, I believe.
Because why not? Yeah. Why not, bro?
Why not, bro?
Yeah.
What would this year look like for you if you stopped running? And I'm not going to elaborate.
Stop running? What do you mean?
I'm not going to elaborate. So what first comes to mind when I say, how would this... Because obviously you don't run physically.
So what would this year look like if I stopped running?
What would maybe say what would change? And what do you think the running looks like to what does the running look like to you?
I have such a long answer and this is so horrible.
But this is a podcast.
Please watch the movie 100 Meters. It's an animation. I know you won't mess with it, but it describes the life of these two guys that they're friends and stuff from their adolescence all the way into the adults and etc. Yeah. Right. And they are athletes that only run 100 meters. So it's like they're hyper-fixated their lives on running that 100 meters, right? Yeah. So me and Fiso have been saying 100 meters, 100 meters. And what that means is basically it's like, life is kind of like a race.
Yeah.
You don't know. 100 meters lost 10 seconds, by the way, like 10, 11 seconds, right? But in those moments for them, it feels like a lifetime because you're just like trying to beat everyone next to you, trying to focus on yourself. It's also about the race. It's also about everything. So in my 100 meters of this year, if I had to stop running, I'd take a deep breath and continue running. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't give up the race.
Okay.
That's the part where I think I've changed mentally. It's like that thing of like, I would stop and then stop for long.
So for you, if you stopped running, it'll be a deep breath and you continue running.
Yeah, boo.
That's how it'll look. That's powerful. That's nice. That means that you know what you're running towards. You know that your goals are valid and you... are in alignment with what you want in life.
Oh, so I want to say something like...
Some people will do U-turns, eh? Some people will turn left.
Some people might even run backwards. You don't know that the people run backwards, but... What you're saying is so... What I'm trying to say is also so realistic because guys, like... shit happens. I don't know how to say it another way, but shit happens that you can't expect, that you can't control.
Yeah.
And in those moments, you're going to have to just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You can't run anymore. There's going to be moments in your life where you can't run anymore.
100%.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I agree.
What about you? Start flying.
Like we said. By a jet. Like we said, this is a figurative question, right? So for me, it would be putting myself first.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's taking your deep breath.
If I stop running, I take a deep breath and I put myself first and then I'll continue the race. So for example, I mean, you guys will see this as time goes. You've got so many changes happening on the channel.
Yeah.
Under the Influence has stopped creating podcasts, yeah. right? So they came together and they're like, yeah, you're not actually like, they are going in a different direction as individuals and everything, right? So like my platform that I spent most of 2025 building is slightly changing.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, my agreements with most of the podcasts, like Rhythm and Vibes, YPO, it's long-term partnerships in the instances where I will have some sort of revenue splits, but I will make all of the investments towards it, making the podcast running, right? And that was not me putting myself first. That was me putting...
The creatives first. Yeah.
And in that, it really affected my cash flow. So I had to restructure, remodel, which is why you'll see the shows are taking a bit of a break. We're restructuring, we're trying to make it better. We might launch Rhythm and Vibes on its own platform and make it benefit like both of us a little bit better. Same with YPO. So for me, this year, stopping trying is taking a deep breath, like you, putting myself now first.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like the money that I make from Seated, I reinvest into Rambedi Media. The money I make from Asmajita, I reinvest into Rambedi Media. Like all of the income that I'm, guys, I should be living quite soft from my multiple income streams, but I low-key have a business which is not performing well because of me, because I mean, this is my business. And I then let my other businesses fuel it, which is like having a side check. It's silly.
It's like burning money.
Do you get what I'm saying? I'm burning money. So that's why I'm restructuring everything, but I'm putting myself first. So even with my team, like a lot of the time, like I would feel too much, man. Like, okay, I've given this person work. Maybe they have too much work. I don't care now. Now we work by deliverables. Because if I'm going to dedicate myself towards a financial obligation, I then require like at least three times that financial obligation from you. So now my team knows like all of their deliverables on, it's not like, okay, Ruby's saying I posted 10 snippets. It's no, I got 4 paying clients from posting those 10 snippets. All of the deliverables are now linked to a financial factor. That way, if like now Ruby is getting me 7 clients in here in a week, you know what I'm saying? Making me a good amount of money. If she says, yo, I want to raise, I can say, it makes sense because I can see what your efforts are directly proportional when it comes to income.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, I was watching a podcast and they were saying, and this is really good for people that are in the corporate space, right? Listen to me quite nicely. I'll even slow down the way I'm speaking. They say the reason why people in sales make so much money is because they can see the link to their efforts towards the financial, to the finances of a company.
Yeah.
Now, somebody who might be in talent management or client relations, you can't see the value. But look at it like this. Like if you are tasked with dealing with the issues of somebody who has an MTN account and they're struggling with something, you are continuing the longevity of that person's, you know, allegiance to the company. So instead of Tato being with MTN for 6 months, he's now with them for 12 months because this person in client relations fixed that issue. So now if you are looking to get a raise at work or whatever, try and link your actions towards the finances of the company. And then from there, I swear now, if you present that to any CEO, any CFO, they'll be, okay, cool, it makes sense. Like me losing you, I lose this amount of income and I lose what you've been doing. So obviously I'm gonna oblige. But if you say you want a raise and I'm like, hey, maybe losing you is a good idea, like then you must reconsider your effort towards that business. Do you get what I'm saying? And that company. And that can really help you with the quality of life. Sorry, I know we diverged a bit, but...
I want to actually ask you a question, right? So, because obviously like a big thing that I said in the beginning is that how people take on multiple resolutions and et cetera. Yeah. And now we're hearing your conversation now. How do we create a hierarchy for our values? How do we say, okay, that one's the most important. I'm supposed to give most energy here. That's the second most important. How do we distinguish? Because I think that's gonna be a number one question that's gonna come up.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's like, how do we distinguish what's most important, what's not important?
I think I'm gonna touch on this in the next episode. But what's very important is to understand what your surroundings, how they make you feel, and how much dopamine they give you.
Yeah.
So the human being, I mean, we naturally crave shelter.
Community,
food,
yeah,
exploration,
and rewards.
Yeah, those things. All you get reward from exploration, and then you also have a yearning for like literally scaling, like making everything just better. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? So if you're setting a new goal, and of course, like things that remove stress, like exercise and stuff. If you're setting a new goal this year, I think look at what you care about the most. Mm. And I'm talking about the feeling. Like what feelings do you care about the most? We know money, you have to work hard. Let's kill that one.
Yeah.
We know you must work hard, whether you in corporate, whether you are an entrepreneur.
That's just life.
That's life. You need to put in, like, you know, pull your weight. Now, when it comes to other things, like how do things make you feel? So for example, if you smoke weed, for example, weed, what does it give you? It removes all stress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Numbs.
It numbs feelings. It makes you feel like everything is okay. It calms you down. Mm. You get to relax. You get to not be in that fight or flight mode. Yeah. You get to really just calm down. You're craving a de-stressor. So now, when you're making the goals, I'd say look at your bad traits and look at how you can replace that feeling, right? So for weed, I'd say like a walk. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? I'd say breathing exercises. I'd say journaling your feelings. I'd say like it's definitely like tied to you time.
Yeah.
A lot of the time we put ourselves in so many social environments and we're not ready to be in, you know, at work the whole day and then I must go see Percy, then I must see Khunza, then I must see my mom, then I must see my girl. Like you're overstimulated that you're gonna bomb.
And
when you get to the point where you're like, smoking calms you down.
Yeah.
So now find that thing. Like I've seen with me, I used to have substances that I shouldn't have been taking, like for example, alcohol to relax. Now, what I do now is that I've been taking walks every night.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I leave my romantic partner. I leave my friends, family. My phone's on, do not disturb. I'm playing a podcast. I'm doing research. I'm learning. I'm bettering my mind. Or I'm just breathing. I have not craved like a glass of wine or like a glass of whiskey since in the nighttime for the longest time. I have not even craved sweets, sugar. Like so many things I've been doing. Like I've been... Guys,
cleansing.
I'm hoping to speak about this in like 4 months, but I've literally become like a self-help guru. Like,
guys, you might,
is so fed up with me.
Like you might even see, like we might even remove this side of the couch. I will just be floating and
yeah, I might fucking learn
4 months.
Learn meditation or levitation or whatever.
No, very powerful answer. Very powerful answer.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to do this thing. So for me, I wrote this down. I didn't warn you. You'll just have to speak from your heart. But my philosophy,
my heart is ready to speak.
My philosophy for the year is a successful year isn't just money, right? Mm. For me, number one,
heavy statement, sure.
It's my body.
Yeah.
It's what I eat, what I speak, who I allow around me, and the thoughts that I let live in my head.
Yeah.
Your life changes when your standards change. So for you, what is a philosophy? And I think you touched on it earlier, but what's a philosophy that you're living by this year?
Give it your all. I think that's basically, I mean, give it your all. I wake up, I think I just say to myself, just give it your all. Whatever your all is that day, just give it your all. If you can't do it, you can't do it. It's okay.
100%, yeah.
But I'm just trying to give it your all and also center my happiness around realistic and stable things. Mm. So money fluctuates. Relationships fluctuate. What. So I want to fixate my happiness maybe on gaming. I can control gaming. I can buy a game. I can play a game. Then done. I can use gym. So I'm learning what can I control, what I can't.
Yeah.
And heavy on the what I can't.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't control it, why stick with it?
Yeah.
I mean, in closing, I want to say quarter one is awareness. It's not perfection. It's not pressure. It's just honesty. It's us putting everything and making it plain. Yeah. You know, they say make the vision plain. Well, we are making the problems plain.
Yeah.
And every episode, we need to identify the issue. So I want us to always, after watching an episode of Seated, like after you watched it, just take a deep breath and write down things that you feel like you are now aware of about yourself.
Yeah.
There's no rush to fix it.
Because I've already learned a lot and like... I'm like, sorry, I'm sitting next to you and I'm just realizing so much that like, because there's so many different ways to look at a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And I think that in your own way, you'll be able to digest and et cetera, but please put into the practices that Tato said, I said. Let's figure out this year together.
Yeah.
In our breakthrough year, man.
Yeah, it's our breakthrough year, guys. Yeah. And then for me, like you guys, if you haven't seen, I've been so heavy on teaching young people how to create podcasts, teaching young people how to grow on social media.
Yeah.
And I've launched this creator kickstart, which basically helps you get started. If you're already a content creator, it helps you improve how you're creating content. We go into your hooks, we go into your storytelling, we go into your ideation, we go into systems to help you create content the way we create content. I don't shoot every day, but I post every day, and that happens for a specific reason. So if you are a aspiring content creator or an existing content creator, please check out the creator kickstart. The link is in the bio. We're still running the January sale. I think I'm going to keep the price here for as long as I possibly can. But I do have investors in the ebook, and they are like, bro, we were meant to be selling this thing for $8.99, and now it's still at $400. What's going on? So please get it. And if you don't think you're a content creator, if you want to support the podcast, if you want to support us, and you know a content creator, this would be a lovely gift to get them. So definitely purchase the ebook, and we can then allow you to gift that digital product to a friend. But otherwise, it's been great. We're happy to be back. We had Tabang in the studio, Dima, Soso, Mbali, and Ruby. And of course, all of you guys at home. We will see you guys next week. Please don't forget to subscribe. Road to 300,000 subscribers.
Million.
Let's do it. Sure.